This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we talk with one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. Heartland native George Clooney is on the cover of the latest issue of Midwest Today Magazine in an intimate profile with some very rare photos. George just turned 50, but he's still considered a Hollywood hunk. We're delighted to have him on the show today, and everybody thinks of you as this big, giant, successful movie actor, but you grew up in the Midwest, somewhat of an atypical childhood, but you still had to deal with all of those things that kids had to deal with. And I was fascinated to learn that as a teenager, my gosh, you had to deal with Bell's palsy?
Well, when it first happened, because I'd just seen the movie Pride of the Yankees with Lou Gehrig, and he'd had Lou Gehrig's disease, you know, he came down at the end of the movie, and I remember sitting in church with my mom and dad, and my tongue was numb, and the side of my face was numb. I was just starting high school, you know. It's not a great time for that anyway. And we went to Frisch's Big Boy, which is where you go to, you know, like Bob's Big Boy. It's one of these fast food restaurants where we would go after church. And I was drinking, and the milk was pouring out of the side of my mouth. And I thought, well, I've got Lou Gehrig's disease, and I'm going to die. And you realize fairly quickly that it was Bell's palsy after I got into a doctor. It's complete paralysis in half of your face. Numb, complete, you know, eye patch, the whole thing.
Now, your mother, Nina, was a beauty pageant winner, and she was a big influence on your life, wasn't she?
You know, my mom is such a beauty, you know, and she's such a sort of, she does all the handiwork around the house. You know, she's a carpenter. She builds things, you know. I suppose the only thing she ever taught was by example, which was that she went to work every day and worked very hard. And you never felt as if she was using her looks to gain an upper hand on anything.
A lot of people know your dad, Nick Clooney. They see him on national TV. Tell me about him.
I think one of his great qualities is that integrity has been sort of the thing that has always lasted and has lasted into his 70s. He's been the same guy. It's an interesting thing. It's more difficult being the child of someone with that kind of integrity than it's, I'm now thrilled, but you know, when you're a kid and you're in a state that's still dealing with its own problems with bigotry, we'd be out at dinner and you'd hear someone say, you know, well, that's about those people, knowing that they were talking about blacks, you know. And my sister and I knew that my dad was going to make a scene and walk out. So we would eat as fast as we could. We'd start to eat quick as my father was going to make a scene. And I remember as a kid always wishing that maybe there was just one time he just pretended not to hear it. Now, I couldn't be more proud that he did. And he taught me those same lessons, which are that every time you let that go, every time you don't hear that or you purposefully ignore it just to make things easier for yourself, you are doing a disservice.
Well, his influence on your life is obvious, and he taught you to stand up for what you believe in. And you've raised millions for charity and really put your life at risk traveling repeatedly to Sudan to focus the world's attention on genocide. And as a proclaimed liberal, you've been targeted by some political opponents for your beliefs.
If you're going to stick your head out, stick your neck out, you're going to have to take some hits. I don't think anybody in their life has ever accomplished anything that they would be proud of later if they didn't take some criticism for it. Sometimes that criticism is right. I would be disturbed if I wasn't, 20 years from now, able to point back at a point in time and say, this is where I stood and what I believed in, which I think will end up proving to be pretty correct. You know, the strangest thing to me is that the word liberal is a bad word. I'm going to keep saying it and saying it and saying it as often as I can. I don't know where we've stood on the wrong side of social issues. Now, I have many friends who are conservatives, so I'm not knocking conservatives. I have a lot of very good friends who are conservatives. But to have us losing the moral argument when we were the ones who said that women should be allowed to vote and that, you know, blacks should be allowed to vote and sit in the front of the bus, were the ones who said Vietnam was a mistake. You go down the list of the social issues over a long period of time, we haven't stood on the wrong side of those issues. So I don't understand how we lose the moral argument. I think we're bad at it, us liberals. I think we're pretty weak at it right now.
Thanks for spending time with us, George. You can read the fascinating profile of George Clooney right now in the Midwest Today Magazine digital edition at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. It's an in-depth article on George, and there's a lot of surprising information. We hope you enjoyed today's show and that you'll plan on joining us again next week. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.